This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. The crew for the summer, Stubb runs the ones and twos. Biff is our intern for the summer. We've got Lane Casadante at 1:30 to run around local sports in Richmond, Virginia. Ben Strober to talk NBA and the Washington Wizards Summer League roster. But it's 1 p.m. on The Fan, which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
The Washington Commanders rookies report in 10 days. The vets will be there in 14. We are exactly 2 weeks away from the start of training camp, July 22nd. I believe Michael and I are going to cover training camp stub July 29th to 31st. And so... You know, I'm looking forward. I mean, we're exactly 3 weeks away from getting down there to maybe sit down with Jaden Daniels. Do I get another opportunity to sit in between Austin Ekeler and Brian Robinson, throw them a chicken wing like we did at the Super Bowl? Training camp 2 weeks away. But the question of the day is, will Terry McLaurin be there for the start of training camp? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. I don't see any way possible that he's not there July 22nd, because I think he's going to be there in the building either negotiating his contract, or he's going to be there in the building because a new contract will have been done. I look at Terry McLaurin as one of the ultimate good guys in the NFL. I look at what Adam Peters and Josh Harris are building in DC, and Terry McLaurin fits the mold. He fits what they're looking for. He's a culture guy. He's a team-first player. Yes, he's getting up there in age at 29, and you probably don't want him for a four-year deal, but he's coming off of another 1,000-yard receiving year. But it's the 13 touchdowns that gives Terry McLaurin all of the power in the world. And Terry and his agent know the iron will never be this hot again. This is their chance to strike right now. Get that $33 million contract per year, right? We went through the list. He should be paid more than Brandon Ayuk and less than Justin Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb. But there's a sweet spot for what Terry McLaurin should make, and the Commanders can afford it, and they need to get a deal done. The reason I think there's been this holdout on this deal getting done is between probably a couple decimal points of $29.5 million a year versus $30 a year. And how over 3 years that looks like $90 million or $91.5 million or $92 million. And I think that all will be solved before July 22nd. So will Terry McLaurin be there at the start of training camp? I say absolutely yes. I know how much he means to Washington. I know how much the Commanders front office understand how much he means to this team. I don't think there's any chance that a deal does not get done. Will they have to maybe throw a fourth year in there to sweeten the deal? Maybe. Or could it be a two-year deal, but instead of 2 years, $60 million, it's 2 years, $65 million, right? Give him that extra $5 million spread over 2 years so he can feel like he's in a conversation of the top 10 wide receivers in football. You've got to protect Terry's future, but you've also got to protect your team's future. And so I don't think you want to do a four-year, $120 million deal. But the three-year 90 to three-year 93, that's the sweet spot right there. And I believe wholeheartedly a deal will get done by July 22nd. Are you nervous? 833-804-0910. Stubb, we are 2 weeks away from training camp, and your number one weapon for a team that the expectations are to win 10 games, get back to the postseason, is not in the building. Are you worried?
No.
Or is it getting done?
It's getting done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just it's almost like it's a nothing burger of a story to me until training camp starts and he's not there.
I agree. I think for now, they're talking. It's not like he's missing anything. We know he's still going to be working out on his own. We'll get there.
Yeah. We will get there for sure. And all eyes, when we get there, we'll be on Jaden Daniels to see if he can build off of that unbelievable rookie season where he leads the team to the conference championship game. And I think a part of why Jaden was able to have so much success right away is that he had to earn it. And this goes to Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, treating him like a normal guy. It wasn't like Ron Rivera, who anointed Sam Howell the starting quarterback after like a 19-16 win over the Cowboys, right, in a meaningless game. That was stupid. Jaden was the number two overall pick and a Heisman Trophy winner, and he got to training camp, was the backup to Mariota. He got to preseason, he was the backup to Mariota, right? Then he earned the starting job in that first preseason game, and a big part of his success in my mind was that he had to earn it and that he had a great veteran to help him in Marcus Mariota. And Marcus Mariota actually just went on Oregon Ducks radio and was asked about coming back to Washington. He had this to say via Spectrum News. Marcus Mariota said, quote, "For me, it was one of those things hard to pass up, and you want to go somewhere where you're wanted. And they were very adamant that they wanted me back for another year." He said, "I love Coach Dan Quinn and just offense coordinator Cliff Kingsbury and the offense. And for me, it was like a no-brainer to stand here 11 years in. Very, very few people get an opportunity to do that." He's talking about going to a place where he's wanted. And he certainly was wanted to return here in Washington. He went on to say, quote, "So I'm thankful for that every day and the ability to go into work and have fun. Just cut loose and have such a great room that makes it much better too. I'm just kind of having fun with it. Rolling with the punches. Whatever comes, if they need me, I'm ready to play. Otherwise, I'm here for Jay." I'm talking about Jaden Daniels, and just making sure he's playing to the best of his ability. I mean, I love everything about that. That is what you want in your backup quarterback. I'm here to play if you need me. Other than that, I'm going to help mentor Jaden Daniels. I'm here for Jaden, anything he needs. And so I loved Marcus Mariota coming back, and I felt like the offense kind of dodged a bullet. Because we've seen teams. Heck, we saw the Eagles when they got to the Super Bowl 4 years ago. They lost both their coordinators, right? They lost their backup quarterback. They lost their quarterback coach. They lost everybody, right? Washington brought back everybody in the quarterback room, all of the coaching staff from that quarterback room, and the backup. Heck, they even kept Sam Hartman in the building. And then they bring in Josh Johnson because we know Hartman's just there to look good. They did right by Jaden Daniels to make sure that he can develop and take another step forward as a sophomore. I mean, I've been saying this all season long. All offseason. I've been telling Biff, clip this. Get it on TikTok. Adam Peters did his job. He did his job. He improved the offensive line. Give me a ding. He improved the offensive line. And we might not be talking about how much he improved the offensive line until we see it with our own damn eyes. But I think they could be an elite offensive line this year. He improved the wide receiver room with Deebo Samuel. He made a certain draft selection to help Cliff Kingsbury with an offensive tackle and then to help him again with Jalen Lane. Adam Peters did his job to make sure the offense takes a step forward. Now I think it's up to Dan Quinn and his schemes to make sure the defense takes a step forward. Peters brought in a few guys defensively, drafted Trey Amos, brought in Will Harris, but Dan Quinn was hired to make the defense great again, and damn it, that's what he's going to have to do this year. He's going to have to focus all of his energy, let Cliff run the offense, let Marcus Mariota be into Jaden's ear. You and Joe Witt Jr., you focus on turning some of these average defensive players into stars. And you, the only way you can do that is with a great scheme. With a great scheme, Quan Martin could be a borderline Pro Bowler, as we saw that from Jeremy Chinn last year. With a great scheme, Bobby Wagner can still play at a high level because he's not going to be asked to cover sideline to sideline. That's what Frankie Louvu can do. With a great scheme, you could get 10.5 sacks from a guy people don't think is very good, like Dante Fowler Jr. Dante Fowler Jr. is not going to get 10 sacks on his new team. He got that because of the schemes ran by Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. And so hopefully they're able to do the same thing with Javon Kinlaw, Dietrich Wise, and the new guys on the defensive side of the ball. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. We got a lot still to get to on the show today. Washington Wizards Summer League roster was released. It's a championship roster in my mind. The Fast Break with AWOD, all things NBA. Lane Castadante to talk local sports, and Ben Strober on the NBA. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, the NFL world's reacting to quarterback season 2 and some of the conversations Kirk Cousins had behind the scenes, saying he felt, quote, misled after the Falcons drafted Michael Penix. Time to go around the National Football League with all the latest news and notes from the offseason on NFL Hits.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so we are 2 weeks away from training camp, and I personally have a list of three coaches who I think are on the hot seat before the season begins, before preseason begins, before training camp begins. I would have fired probably two of these coaches last season. And so I've got my list. I know Stubb and Biff have put together a list as well of coaches on the hot seat before the season begins. Every year during the season, we track three coaches at a time on our Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Coaches Hot Seat. Three coaches on the hot seat every week. We remove one coach, we add one coach. Coaches on the hot seat before the season begins. So let's go around the room here. I'm going to throw out the name Mike McDonald. All right, Mike McDonald. He is the coach of the Seattle Seahawks here. And the reason I bring up Mike McDonald is because I do feel like the Seattle Seahawks are in an interesting situation when you just paid Sam Darnold all that money. So what are you going to do when you lose your quarterback? All right, he's gone. Geno Smith's in Vegas. You lose your number one weapon at wide receiver in DK Metcalf, but then you spend big on a quarterback. I really don't know what Seattle's doing. I kind of think, like, personally, if Sam Darnold is a complete failure with the Seahawks and they win four games, could Mike McDonald get fired for that decision?
For sure.
Right? Because you're paying him a crap ton of money, and I don't expect Sam Darnold to be very good.
No.
Like, I kind of think we saw the best of Sam Darnold we're ever going to see with the Vikings last year. Right?
Hard to believe otherwise. I mean, and just he had the best possible situation, and we've seen Sam Darnold at his worst.
Yes, we absolutely have. Another name I wanted to bring up, and I'm doing a lot of mics here, Mike McDaniel.
I got him too.
And that's just because, you heard me say this take last year, Stubb, but I'm going to keep saying it because I feel like I'm right. He is handcuffed to Tua Tagovailoa. If Tua gets hurt again and it derails the Dolphins season, Mike McDaniel will go down with him. It's unfortunate because he's 42. He was viewed as one of the up-and-coming coaches in the league. He was a young, smart genius that was part of the commander staff at one time, worked under Kyle Shanahan, got his opportunity with Miami, and he was fantastic, right? And the team was scoring 70 points, and they got to the postseason. Then Tua got hurt. And then this past year, then Tua got hurt. And you're... coach is so often handcuffed to the quarterback. Unfortunately, I think McDaniel doesn't last this full season because, just like you, I don't think Tua does either.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think this will be his last time head coaching.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
he will.
So one team is going to get lucky, and unfortunately, it might be like the Cowboys or the Giants because I could see both of those teams firing their coach after this season. Mm-hmm. One team's going to be like the lucky loser.
I got a...
that gets the fired coach. Kind of like how Washington lucked out getting Dan Quinn a fired coach.
I have
coach.
A great fit for him.
Uh-huh.
Because I think Zach Taylor's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Bengals should have done so.
He's on my list for sure.
Joe Burrow.
I would have fired him last year.
Dude, if both of them get fired, if I'm Cincinnati, I take Mike McDaniel.
Right.
That would be a fun
fit. And you get that Dolphins quick throw offense with the Joe Burrow. And they already have their receivers locked in.
This that would be sick, actually. I mean, I'm all in on this.
I think Zach Taylor gets fired if he doesn't win a playoff game.
Oh, 100%. He should not still be on that team.
Yeah, I know. He kept his job because they got lucky and won like three out of the last four, and he went on that rant about how we should have been in the playoffs, but what was it? The Chiefs sat all their players,
the Broncos
won.
Stupid.
And, we should have been in the playoffs at 9-8.
Yeah,
not really.
I mean, they fired their DC, but they need more.
So Zach Taylor, Mike McDonald, Mike McDaniel, and then my last is Brian Daboll, because I don't think it works with the Giants this year. And look, unless Jackson Dart really plays well at the end of the season, I think Brian Daboll gets fired.
I got a different Brian on here.
Okay,
Schottenheimer.
Yeah,
I mean that guy's not lasting more than one season. Like,
it feels like if Dak is gone, he's another one that's handcuffed to Dak, because every Cowboys reporter told me, and I'm like, why the hell Schottenheimer? Why the hell did he get that? Why didn't Jerry Jones guy sign Belichick? Why didn't he give Dion an opportunity? Everybody told me it's because they believe Schottenheimer Jr. can bring the best out of Dak.
This is this year's Mayo. Like, there's no shot he lasts more than a season.
If Dak is a struggle, they'll both be out of a job. That I do believe that. What's your list include, Biff?
Yeah, man. I agree with all you guys. Zach Taylor, I think, is under a lot of hot pressure, which is weird because Cincinnati's been really good. I unfortunately love Mike McDaniel, Brian Daboll, obviously. So I'm going to try to go with something new. I've seen a lot of reports that Shane McDermott is under a lot of pressure. Which is weird for me to say because the Buffalo Bills have been so dominant.
Yeah, but at one point the Bills are going to turn into the Pittsburgh Steelers fan base, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, how long can we just say we're close?
It's kind of annoying because they've tied for the most wins in the first 8 seasons as an NFL coach. He's got 5 consecutive AFC East titles, 3 AFC Championship appearances. And you're going to tell me that he's on the hot seat. It's weird. But, like, you kind of understand in a way. Because you have that roster. They should be doing more.
I mean, there were people that wanted him fired this past season because, once again, you lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. Look, that's going to be another situation probably where whoever gets him after he's fired, got a great coach. Or he might have to take a step back and be a DC once again. But he got into the NFL in 2009 as the Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator. Quickly found success and was hired by the Panthers. And then after Ron Rivera led the Panthers to the Super Bowl, he got an opportunity to become a head coach because that Panthers defense was so good with Cam Newton as the quarterback. Buffalo came calling, and look what he's done in Buffalo since getting hired in 2017. 9-7. All right, then took a step back, 6-10. 10-6, 13-3, 11-6, 13-3, 11-6, 13-4. Is he 13 wins or 11 wins the last 5 seasons? I don't know how you can consider that guy on the hot seat, but every NFL article that you read says he's on the hot seat. It's because that fan base is growing frustrated. And that's one of those things where I kind of think, like, that's the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Right? Like, let it die down. You were 13-4. Yes, you lost to Kansas City, and they went to the Super Bowl. But only one team gets out of the AFC every year.
Yeah.
And you're at least contenders. So, I kind of think if they win 11 games and lose the first round, he's gone.
You really 11 games and lose the first round, he's gone. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised. I have one more, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
Shane Steichen from the Colts. The reason I say this is because he's 17-17 in the last 2 seasons. He finished second in the AFC South, but let's be honest, AFC South is not impressive. He's missed the playoff both years. Anthony Richardson has not been the quarterback that he's thought. And then he signs Daniel Jones. I would rather have Sam Darnold than Daniel Jones. So I think he's ready to have another subpar year. And I think he could be on a hot seat. Maybe
here's why I think you're wrong, okay? Because I don't think Indianapolis is going to be very good.
No.
How much would they love to bring in Arch Manning?
Do you think they're going to...
You don't want to set up a new coach with Arch Manning? You want to keep Steichen for that?
You do, but he's an offensive coordinator from the Eagles making it to the Super Bowl. That's how he got that job. So, like, are you going to fire him? If you fire him, then most likely you're going to a defensive-minded coach, right? But are you going to fire him, go bring in a defensive-minded coach, and then pair him with your next quarterback? Look, he's only been here 2 years. I don't think he's on the hot seat this year. I think maybe, like, whoever's the general manager who drafted Anthony Richardson, who signed Daniel Jones, they're more on the hot seat, I think, than Steichen. But it will heat up if he's awful again this year. But then I do think, like, I could just see it right now. Manning to Manning.
That would be kind of cool. That would be kind of cool.
I kind of see it happening. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. We're going to run around local sports with CBS6's Lane Casadante coming up next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Joining us right now from CBS6 locally here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Time to catch up with our buddy Lane Casadante. What's up, Lane? How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Adam. How's everybody?
Doing pretty good. What was the highlight of your Independence Day July 4th weekend?
I actually went for a hike in the Shenandoah National Park. Hadn't been up there in a long time. Realize why I don't go for hikes all that often.
I love to hear that. I went out to the river, hung out at a pool. It's just nice to have some great weather during the holiday. But as we sit here on July 8th, we've been talking about we're 2 weeks away from training camp for the Commanders. Will Terry McLaurin be there? What do you think?
Yes, I believe he will be there. I think it'll get done. I don't know if he'll be there for the first 5 days. You guys know they don't do much in the first 5 days anyway because there's no pads. And if there is one player on this team that can afford to miss a couple of practices because of everything he's been through, it's 17. So I think he will be there. It wouldn't surprise me if he missed the first week, but I think they will get this done.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's a topic I'm not worried about. We could talk about it. There's not much to talk about. Will Terry McLaurin be there? I absolutely believe he will be. But the question of the day today on the Richmond Commander Lane was, right now, as it's constructed with the guys in Ashburn, is this a division championship roster for the Commanders?
I think it's a division championship contending roster. You still got the Eagles. So to be the man, you got to beat the man. And even with what they have lost in the offseason, that's still a formidable organization and the defending champs. So do I think the Commanders can contend for the division crown? Absolutely, 100%. They have to go out and do it first.
Yeah, I said it's a division championship offense. I need to see more defensively. We're going to need some improvements on the line and in the secondary. Like, I think this offense can go toe-to-toe with the Eagles. I think their defense is much better than ours.
And they've proven, especially that front four, right? Because any time that a defense can pressure the quarterback as much as they do without having to blitz, that's really good. And your best defenses throughout history have been able to do that. You go back to the Steel Curtain and find those four guys who were able to put pressure without needing any extra help from linebackers or safeties or anything like that. And the Eagles are at that point right now. Also, you know, and we've talked about this before, the adjustments that are going to be made across the league when it comes to Jaden Daniels and this Commanders offense and what Cliff Kingsbury has up his sleeve. I think we could go through all of September before we really, really know what other teams have in store for them and how they plan on countering it.
Absolutely. Lane with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from WTVR CBS 6. What is the big sports story this week on CBS 6?
Well, yesterday we had Damari Carter, all-state wide receiver from Purina, give his verbal commitment to UVA. Fairly big win for Tony Elliott and his staff when, you know, you had Maryland with Maryland has got a growing number of Central Region athletes on their roster. And then Fontel Mines down at Virginia Tech, who is arguably the best recruiter in the entire state. And Damari chose to head to Charlottesville because he felt like he could probably play there the fastest. He's got a couple of teammates that are going to be announcing their commitments here in the next couple of weeks. Will they be joining him? Will they be going other places? I know Sir Paul Cheeks has a number of offers as running back who spent the last couple of years at Bird. He'll play at Verina this year. It's just kind of interesting now with the portal and with NIL and everything else, the decisions that these kids are making are probably different than one, you know, kids in their position would have made 10 years ago. And they're not always as predictable as we think they might be.
Yeah, no, it's truly year by year instead of a four-year commitment like it used to always be. And, you know, I love to hear 804 kids going to play at UVA and Virginia Tech. And we will be down in Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff in under 2 weeks. And what's interesting, Lane, I think this is, you know, the first time in a while where both Virginia Tech and UVA head coaches are absolutely on the hot seat this season.
Well, and actually it happened 5 years ago when they both got the job in the same year. And that was the first time since the 70s that both of those programs had replaced their head coaches in the same year. It's we were very spoiled for how many years of Frank Beamer. And for those of us that can remember how many years of George Welsh in Charlottesville, just steady, a lot of state kids, a lot of local kids. That's when they used to go to those programs. And we were spoiled with that. And now it's a different era in college sports. You won't see many Frank Beamers anymore. You won't see many George Welshes anymore. You don't have as long of a leash. Frank Beamer went 2-9-1 in his sixth year in Blacksburg. If that had happened now in the seventh year, and as it happened, he got his first big recruiting class right after that. Then they were off and running with their bowl streak. So it's different now. And like you said, it's cool to see these local kids go to where we get to watch them closely for the next 4 or 5 years. And we, all of us, we'd really like to see, whether you're a Tech fan or a UVA fan or anything else, you really would like to see more local kids stay in state and help those programs out.
Lane Casadante with us here on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Sunday night, baseball world reacted to Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez being fired. Nats front office dismisses the president of baseball operations and the team's manager. And not surprised about Davey Martinez. They had an awful record. But to me, I was shocked about firing Mike Rizzo, a World Series champion general manager that built the team that won the World Series and looked like he was building the skeleton of another team that could compete if ownership had just spent some damn money to bring in some veterans. And so I'm frustrated by the whole situation, and I think now the heat is trained right on the learners. They're going to be compared to Snyder. That's already happening on social media.
Yeah, it is, and you're right. That was the point I was going to make. Now, while the Commanders, while the Nationals have the second worst record in all of Major League Baseball behind the Rockies, since they won their World Series title 6 years ago, they are also 27th out of 30 teams in salary. And you got to spend money to make money. There's just no two ways about it. They've engineered a couple of good trades, but think about all the players that have left D.C. Trey Turner, Juan Soto, Bryce Harper, Max Scherzer, all of those guys that were either on that World Series team or came up just after it, none of them are there anymore, and they're all having fantastic careers outside of D.C. At some point, the learners and the owners of this franchise are going to have to say, all right, here's a kid that we can build around. We've got to spend money. We got to keep him and a couple others here. And so far, they have yet to do it.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm still pissed. And I don't think I'll ever forgive them because I loved Bryce Harper. That was our guy. And when they let him go because they didn't want to pay him the money, I said, you better not break my heart again. You better not break it a second time. And they did when they got another generational talent in Juan Soto and then traded him. And it's like, if Mike Rizzo's drafting these guys and they're developing them into becoming, mainstays and face of the franchise, ownership has got to do their part and keep them on the damn roster. There's no doubt about that's where they got to improve on.
And you're going to see in a couple of years whether they do the same thing with James Woods, right?
Yeah.
Because he's, if he stays healthy and he has his development, he's going to be right in line with those guys. He's a really good player. He's a good young player. Will they keep him around? You're absolutely right. That's the question for the learners moving forward.
Absolutely. Lane, always appreciate you taking the time, man. Thanks so much.
All right, Adam. Thanks for having me. Have a great week, everybody.
You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can always tweet us your thoughts at 910 The Fan or at A-Wide Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Got Stubb running the ones and twos. Biff is our intern for the summer. I feel like I got to give Biff something to do when I see him playing a dumb little game on his phone. He's adding up all the numbers to equal 24.
2048?
He's some math genius over there, he is, Biff. Maybe he can go get me some lunch. I'm starting to work up an appetite right now. So let's try to pick something local, get him out, go get Stubb and me a snack here for the final hour of the show. But while we think about where to send Biff, I'm hungry. Might as well do an impromptu dude food here on AWOD Radio.
Dude food.
We're not responsible for the content of this program or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my
food?
The most delicious food you ever tasted.
Yes!
I can eat this off a flip-flop.
He loves food.
Dude food.
All right, Stubb, here's what I'm thinking. We send Biff into his little car, his little DeLorean, and send him to Shake Shack, where he can buy himself something, spend $10, and you get a free chicken sandwich.
Oh.
All right. All month long, use the promo code CHICKENSUNDAY and get a free chicken sandwich when you spend $10 every Sunday. Damn it! It's only every Sunday. That's where they got you. You know what?
Almost.
I skimmed it. That's why you read the full article before you go on air. Darn it. But I actually have heard good things about their chicken sandwich. They've got the smoky classic barbecue chicken, Carolina barbecue chicken with fried pickles, avocado bacon chicken, and chicken bites. Have you gotten the chicken before at Shake Shack?
No. I think I've been to Shake Shack once. I don't even know
if I've
had a shake. That's because I went.
I haven't had the shake
either.
They
don't have a combo meal. You have to buy everything separately, and nothing peeves me
more than that. Well, here's the other thing. The burgers do not fill you up.
No, they do not.
Yeah.
You have to buy the fries with it, and then you've spent $20.
Yeah.
On like
I got the double burger.
Ridiculous.
Finished it, and I was like still hungry.
Yeah, it's pretty small. I got one after a Capitals game one time. I was like, well, where's the rest of the
food? Where's the rest of my meal?
I haven't been back after one.
I will give them. I do like their cherry peppers. They've got like the red peppers.
Yeah.
Are pretty spicy.
Okay.
Those are good. So I'm not a Shake Shack hater, but they were in the news today. Also, McDonald's. Spicy McMuffins.
Ooh, I had this.
I'll go
up.
Get that right now.
It hit
They're
the menu today.
Yet. They're not out yet.
Well, it's a little past breakfast time.
I don't care. It's breakfast all day, every day.
Do they do that? That's a.
They cut it off at 10:30.
Yeah, I think Wendy's does.
If you go between 10:30 and 11, sometimes they will still get you breakfast.
Yeah, Wendy's is all day.
The Egg McMuffin is turning 50, and to celebrate, McDonald's is bringing in the heat to go along with the hot weather.
Yes, please.
They're adding a spicy McMuffin sandwich. So what would come on that? Spicy, is that sausage?
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
So, spicy sausage McMuffin with egg and cheese.
Spicy goes better with chicken.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
But spicy sausage is not bad. Don't sleep on like an Italian sausage sandwich.
Sure,
you know?
Like a jalapeno sausage.
But
yeah.
I do love the egg-cheese sausage combo. Not on the English muffin, though.
Yeah, McMuffin's my third tier.
I would take the biscuit. I would even take the McGriddle.
Yeah, it's a biscuit
love
griddle.
Love the pancake McGriddle thing. And I might even take like a bagel over a McMuffin.
Me too. Yeah,
My dad used to get English muffins as a kid. You'd never see me go into that drawer.
No,
absolutely not.
I'd take Wonder Bread over that.
Yeah, the biscuit is just so much better. I'm from the South here. I'm not from Britain.
But I love the way they do the McGriddle pancake, like the pancake sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
I don't know how they do that. That thing is fantastic.
You know where I went for the first time on Sunday? Pearly's in Richmond, downtown. Very famous deli downtown. And it was so good. I got the veal schnitzel with potato latkes, matzo ball soup. They had this unbelievable French toast as well. It's in this area downtown that I feel like I have not ever been to, in between like 1st Street and 2nd Street off of Grace Street. I feel like I go Broad, Marshall, Lee Street area. I don't feel like I go much to the Grace Street. I think it's because it's like pretty close to campus.
Yeah, that's hard to park.
But I was kind of exploring that whole area. Went to Hotel Green for some expensive mini golf. Never worth it, but it's fun.
It's okay. Oh, I've seen that. Someone's like, it's in a hotel.
It's in a former hotel, yeah.
That looks dope. I don't live in the city for this month, so I've been missing local food.
Yeah.
That's been brutal.
So what is the stub living situation this month?
I sleep in at my parents' house for the month.
Because you signed a lease for August?
August 1st, yeah.
With all your best friends?
Yeah.
How many people in the
three.
House?
Well, there's four of us.
So
three
four.
Friends.
Telling you, that was like my goal after college. Moving into a house, my four best friends. Because then the pregame's there. Then you invite over all the girls. It's like, yeah, y'all want to play beer pong?
Location's perfect, too. We're like two blocks south of Sticky Rice and
oof,
like that area of the
rice.
Fan. So it's location's perfect. I really can't
I feel
wait.
Like you have never had a Sticky Rice night out
because
you're young and you went to High Point for college.
Yeah, I don't really. The only place
you've got to experience karaoke at Sticky.
I do miss the
Sticky Rice
right
when
now.
They're all standing on the table singing and dancing, and they smash the gong. Somebody says it's
no,
their
it's,
birthday.
No, it's lit though. Shout out to my parents though. Great roommates.
Really? Oh, really? Are they serving you breakfast?
No. They leave way before
I
do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what is your interaction with your parents like? Now, you have not lived with them for probably 6 years,
right? 6 years, yeah. I mean, like a month out of college before I moved in, I lived with them.
Right.
But otherwise, no. I mean, we saw F1 together.
Yeah.
I try to be there for dinner, but it's not
that common.
Are
you counting the days so you can get out and live your own life again?
Of course not.
Not have to deal with curfew.
Of course not. My mom listens to the show. Right. Of course I'm not.
Has she ever said, Stubby, will you come home? It's getting dark.
No, but it has been tough when she asks me what my plans for the week are, and I'm a real go-with-the-flow kind of person.
That's so real.
That's been a struggle.
Are you dealing with that with your parents now?
Yeah, well, they just everybody. Well, my parents, I've lived with my parents. I've never not lived with my parents besides college.
Right.
So they asked
me. But you got a little bit of a taste of it at a High Point.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I love it. Yeah, I love my parents. Don't get me wrong. Like, I will, like, my mom makes me breakfast and dinner and all that stuff. Like, shout out my mom. But, like, when they ask me, like, what I'm doing this week, I'm like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
I
you know how good it feels to get up out of bed, not make the bed, and then not have to worry about mom saying, Biff, you didn't make the bed.
It's more clean up your trash in your room. That's what I
really?
Get. Yeah, I have a bunch of LaCroix cans on my thing. And she's just not happy with that.
I do my best. My mom can weigh in if she's listening, but I try to be courteous.
So
I'm really never there.
Did you move back in to your childhood bedroom?
Actually, no.
Because they probably turn that into like a study
still,
or something.
It's kind of a guest room. I'm in, because it's just a bigger room, I'm in the office / Peloton room.
Okay.
That we have a bed in.
Uh-huh.
So it's really, it's a like a huge room.
But you like have fully moved in there. So like your Nintendo Switch is in there.
My Nintendo Switch, half of my stuff is in a storage facility.
Okay.
Right now, because there's no point in moving literally
so
everything.
What if all your friends decide, did they all, like, we're moving home for a month?
No, I was the only one that was a month off.
Oh, okay.
So that's why. And it worked out because I'm the only one with parents in the area. So I was like, okay, I can work this out.
All right. Well, you've totally hijacked Dude Food. Let's get back to Domino's, adding three things to a secret menu. You guys, listeners of this show know I am the biggest fan of secret menus. I have been for a long time. Ever since I worked for Grant and Danny, Danny Ruye sent me to Panera to get the hummus Power Bowl from the secret menu. Blew my mind. I walk into Panera, I felt like a god saying I want something off the secret menu. Then I went to, like, the next week was on a secret menu high. I went to Chipotle, got the quesarito off the secret menu.
Well, there's the Torchy's not-so-secret-secret menu that they hand to you.
The Subway secret menu item of the chicken pizziola that came out when they first opened. They have then said, we're going to stop doing that, only serving meatball subs. But you can get a meatball sub with chicken instead of meatballs. That's the chicken pizziola. It's pretty damn good.
Now I'm going to have to go Chipotle or something, man.
All right, good luck. Get to the Domino's secret menu.
Okay.
All right. The undercover stars of the summer from the Domino's secret menu. Rachel's Sweet Buffalo, Spencer's Garlic Parm Bonanza, and Hannah's Alfredo Veggie Melt. So Rachel goes, I got to figure out why they're naming it after just the most basic names ever, but all right, go ahead, Domino's. Rachel goes with a bold pepperoni, bacon, pineapple, and hot buffalo sauce on a New York style crust.
That sounds really
That's like
good,
a 6
actually,
out of 10. I don't like the pineapple. Spencer is bringing the savory heat with banana peppers and sausage over a garlic parm base. That's my winner. And then Hannah is keeping things creamy. You go, Hannah, with green Alfredo sauce. Gonna need to see a photo of that.
Yep.
That sounds disgusting. Green Alfredo sauce, spinach, feta, and more veggies. So that's immediately a no for me,
actually,
dog.
It depends on the veggies.
Yeah,
if we're talking like peppers and onions, I'm in.
I mean, yeah, but on pizza, I need a meat.
Yeah, no, dude, I love a pepper onion.
I like a pepper onion, but then also throw sausage on there, too. Or pepperoni, or bacon. Mm. Oh, yeah. Onion, mushroom, bacon's a good combo. All right, I'm going with Spencer here.
Yeah,
now, the pineapples threw me off on Rachel's.
Yeah, that's the thing. You say garlic, and I'm probably going to be in.
Yeah. Also, I'm also just a very simple Simon. Like, I just like don't
simple
like,
Simon.
I'm not a big like extravagant pizza. Like, put sausage on my pizza.
You just do what you say.
Yeah,
you just Simon says.
Yeah.
So tell us why you love Domino's so much, because we all wanted to slap you when you said you hadn't tried Benny's
or anything
know,
in Rich.
Or, you don't know
local.
Belmont. But you love Domino's. So why is Domino's for you?
Because it's the ultimate college kid pizza.
No,
like,
I thought Papa John's was the ultimate college
kid. I went to Tech, so Benny's was the college pizza for me. But
come to High Point for a weekend and tell me that Benny's, like, because like there's nothing around. So like
I've heard that if I come to High Point, I need to eat at the steak restaurant and not get pizzas.
That is true, but you can't. it's hard to get to that restaurant. I promise you, like March Madness season comes. Your boys are all watching March Madness.
Yep.
Order a Domino's pizza. There's a giveaway. You get a one free pizza. Now it's just you and your boys smacking on some pizza watching March Madness.
The idea and the setting is great, but give me Papa John's, or please give me something
not local.
Give me a Marco's. It's not like that's like
Marco's.
A chain still. I'd take it.
I'd be great. What's the Bottoms Up? Bottoms Up's good.
Oh, Bottoms Up's great.
Yeah. Just your obsession with Domino's, though.
It's so good.
It shows your age.
That's a once every other month trip.
He's just obsessed with the $9.99.
I'm gonna get that tonight, probably. I'm probably gonna get it tonight now. Genuinely, I'll send y'all a picture.
Thinking about it.
Post it on the fans' Twitter. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.